FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start out this big scary news with some interesting and wonderful news from Midnight Syndicate. As reported on our social media pages over the past few days, Halloween and horror music legends Midnight Syndicate will bring their critically acclaimed concert experience Midnight Syndicate Live back to the world-famous amusement park Cedar Point this fall in Sandusky, Ohio. The horror-themed multimedia concerts blending live music, theater, and film will run Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays from September 15th through October 29th in the Jack Aldrich Theater at Cedar Point's 21st annual Hollow Weekends event in Sandusky. Quote, "We've developed a new, even better show that we can't wait to unleash on audiences," unquote, says Midnight Syndicate's Edward Douglas. "Our new venue, the Jack Aldrich Theater, is a perfect fit for what we want to do. It will allow us to create an intimate and thrilling experience that guests won't soon forget. Working with Cedar Point in 2014 was a great experience across the board, so to be able to team up with them again, especially as part of Midnight Syndicate's 20th anniversary celebration, is perfect," added Gavin Goska. "We're excited that Midnight Syndicate is bringing their live and immersive stage show back to Cedar Point this fall," says Charles Bradshaw, VP of Live Entertainment at Cedar Point. "Fans of their mesmerizing music loved their previous run at Hollow Weekends, and they're going to love this latest production. For the new show, Midnight Syndicate will once again be calling upon special effects legend Robert Kurtzman and his Creature Corps, David House Greathoff, Becky Ingram, director Gary Jones, 529 Films, EFX Tech, artist Mark Rakowski, and Screamline Studios. Get more information at their website, MidnightSyndicate.com, and we'll see you in Sandusky, Ohio this fall. We have this update from the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon. The 2017 West Coast Haunt Tour is announced. This year we'll be touring one of the best haunts in Portland, the House of Shadows. Their full contact haunt has been rated the best haunt in Portland. This is a tour not to be missed. The tour includes the haunt, mini golf, laser tag, and food and beverages. Ticket holders will enjoy exclusive VIP entry into an all-new interactive themed haunt designed just for this tour. You'll have unlimited access to the blacklight mini golf and laser tag. Food and beverages will be provided and buses will transport you to and from the event. Get your tickets today and more information at their website, hauntersconvention.com, or their Facebook page, facebook.com/hauntersconvention. We have some news from our friend Butch Patrick and Butch Patrick's American Hot Rod Tour 2017. We're gearing up for the Butch Patrick's American Hot Rod Tour 2017. We would be interested in appearing at any future events that you may have this year or in 2018. Please forward your information on other future events and add us to your email notification and newsletter list if there's one available. We greatly appreciate your time and look forward to hearing from you. Kindest regards, Leela Lilly and Butch Patrick. If you have an upcoming event and would like Butch and his hot rods to appear at it, email them at munstersevents@gmail.com or their website, munsters.com. We have this update to the film Strangeland 2. Nearly 20 years ago, we met Captain Howdy. Just as the internet was starting to take over the world, Twisted Sister frontman Dee Snider smartly capitalized by writing and starring in the horror film Strangeland, released in 1998. The film, directed by John Pyplow, has amassed a cult fan base over the years, and many of those fans have been begging for a sequel that's been talked about for a while now. In fact, a sequel to Strangeland was originally given the green light before the first film ever came out, which just goes to show how long it's been in development. Dee Snider recently posted a short video promoting some of his upcoming projects, and in it he provided an update on the Strangeland sequel. I'm gearing up to hopefully go into production with Strangeland 2. I know I've talked about this for 20 years. I sound like a broken record, and I hate even saying it out loud because you've had so many disappointments with this project. But it's feeling like now is the time. Feeling like this is going to happen this time around. I've also said that before, so don't hold me to it. Of course, we'll keep you updated on this as we hear about it. We have this news from The Darkness Haunted House in St. Louis, Missouri. The Darkness Haunted House will open on April 1st for Scream Break. Play zombie laser tag and scream your way through the all-new Darkness Haunted House on April 1st. Downtown next to Soul Yard Market, this is a one-night-only event and includes the following. Admission includes zombie laser tag, The Darkness, Terror Visions, and Outdoor Monsters. Tickets are limited to the first 500 guests only. Buy tickets now right now online at darkness.fearticket.com. We have an update to Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Resident Evil fans may know our most recent guest addition from the latest film Resident Evil: The Final Chapter. Owen Macken starred as Doc alongside Mila Jovovich. The Irish actor, model, and filmmaker has starred in other films and TV series, including Merlin, The Tudors, and most recently stars in the hit NBC series The Night Shift as Dr. T.C. Callahan. He's also starred alongside Natalie Dormer in the 2016 film The Forest. Let's give Owen a warm, spooky welcome to the convention scene. We look forward to having him here in Orlando. Do not miss this opportunity to meet Owen Macken at Spooky Empire April 22nd and 23rd at the Wyndham Orlando Resort in Orlando, Florida. Advanced tickets, VIP packages, and hotel rooms are now available, but going quickly. Visit their site at spookyempire.com to reserve your tickets today. We have some more convention news with an update from Days of the Dead in Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Bill Moseley to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening June 30th through July 2nd at the Wyndham Indianapolis West. Bill has been a staple at Days of the Dead shows every bit as much as he has been a staple of genre cinema over the past four decades, garnering over 100 credits on a resume few actors can claim. He's appeared in such films as Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, The Devil's Rejects, Army of Darkness, House of a Thousand Corpses, Dead Air, The Blob, and many, many, many more. Bill Moseley joins Sting, CJ Graham, Haruo Nakajima, Lita, Steve Dash, and many, many more to be announced as Days of the Dead returns to the city where it all began for its seventh year in a row. Tickets for Days of the Dead Indianapolis are now on sale at daysofthedead.net. We have a little music news from Wednesday 13. Horror punk master Wednesday 13 will go to Ireland for two shows in June. The Murder Dolls frontman will hit the Voodoo Lounge Dublin on June 8th and the Limelight in Belfast on June 9th. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.ie and outlets nationwide at tickets.ie for Dublin and the Sound Cellar. We have an update to the New Jersey Horror Con in Edison, New Jersey. Scream Queen guest alert! We are happy to have Felissa Rose at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. Felissa Rose is known for her role as Angela Baker in the 1983 cult classic slasher film Sleepaway Camp, which she reprised in the film Return to Sleepaway Camp. Rose has been given the title Scream Queen because of her involvement and success within the horror film genre. She has over 50 credits in total over the span of her film career. A few major credits in her film career would include The Perfect House, 2012, Silent Night, Zombie Night from 2009. In 2016, she produced the music videos for the metal band Slayer. Let's welcome Felissa Rose to the New Jersey HorrorCon and Film Festival happening March 31st through April 2nd at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Edison, New Jersey. Get more information at www.newjerseyhorrorcon.com. And finally, we have this news from the Creatures Crypt in Fort Mill, South Carolina, via WCCBCharlotte.com. On Saturday, March 11th, the Creatures Crypt celebrated its grand opening, bringing a year-round sci-fi and horror shop to the Carolinas. Company owners Greg and Jennifer Duffy say the Creatures Crypt will be the first of its kind in the Carolinas. Located in the Carowinds Crossing Shopping Center, shoppers and fans will now have a year-round access to the unique merchandise, including masks, collectibles, books, toys, model kits, apparel, as well as cosplay props and wardrobe pieces for costume role players. The Charlotte area has needed a store like this for a long time, says owner Greg Duffy. You can see by the big turnout for events like Mad Monster Party, the Walker Stalker Convention, and Scarowinds that there's a strong interest in horror and sci-fi in our area. The Duffys are also the masterminds behind Creature Revenge Studios, which is a Fort Mill-based designer and producer of Halloween horror and sci-fi masks and props. Their studio, which opened in 2012 and was previously located off Westinghouse Boulevard in Charlotte, will now be housed next door to the retail shop. This will give shoppers the rare opportunity to see many of the masks and props that are sold in the store actually being sculpted and hand-painted. Creature Revenge Studios will also offer seminars and hands-on classes to young up-and-coming artists that teach sculpting and painting techniques, as well as playing host to celebrity guest lecturers from the motion picture special events effects field. With their strong backgrounds in graphic design, owners Greg and Jennifer have taken special care to design the store with a creepy industrial gothic appearance to complement their unique brand of merchandise. A UFO crashed into the sidewall, a vintage drive-in theater showing classic horror movie trailers, a sinister circus sideshow display, and horror and sci-fi trivia productions will give guests a chance to learn, shop, and immerse themselves in a world of sci-fi and horror. Greg and Jennifer say the Creatures Crypt will also transform through the months of September and October to give shoppers unique access to Halloween merchandise they won't be able to find anywhere else. Come check out the Creatures Crypt at thecreaturescrypt.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. Gantom.com. Talk here. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live in Atlanta, GA, here at Days of the Dead. One of the things I love about this convention is not only do you have the great celebrities, you got the people cosplaying, you got all the vendors, you got a lot of the local haunted houses around here. Now, you know, there's that one haunted house everybody knows in Atlanta, but there are a lot of other good ones in the surrounding areas. Been to a few myself in some of the various towns. Found one I was not familiar with. Going to try to familiarize myself with it. Containment Haunted House. Got Joey here. How you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. As I was telling the other gentleman here, dressed up as a very dead thing over here, that was not familiar with Containment. What's the whole story behind Containment Haunted House down in Lithia Springs?
Well, Containment is a very unique haunted house in the fact that we're built out of cargo shipping containers. The principle, the idea is that all these creepy, strange things have been packed away in these shipping containers, and they were put in a storage area. Now, the storage area is open for everybody to come visit during the month of October and get to see a little about what we have inside and the horrors we have in store.
Containment storage. Makes sense.
Absolutely. We're very much a actor-driven haunted house. We do a lot of interaction. If you come inside, just be prepared. You're going to be interacted with. Our characters are going to engage you. They're going to speak to you. They're going to, you know, maybe ask you questions. They're going to bring you into the show.
Very nice.
So,
and you're relatively new on the Atlanta haunted house scene.
Yes, this would be our third season of Containment, second season outside of the city of Atlanta, as far as being on the outskirts. We're at Lithia Springs, one exit past Six Flags. One of the things that we have that benefits us, that I think, is I've been in the haunted house industry about 15 to 20 years, roughly, off and on. My other two business partners are not haunted house people, so they have the ability to see things more of a general public view.
Sure. And the people that actually pay the tickets to get in.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to gear everything we do is towards that group of people. Because not everybody's a horror movie person. Not everybody's the haunted house people that go and see every haunted house there is. We have to make sure we entertain everybody that comes through. And whether we scare the daylights out of you or just simply entertain you and make you laugh, you're going to enjoy the experience while you're with us.
Excellent. For people wanting more information, I assume you'll be opening late September, early October this year?
Yes, our opening date is September 29th is our opening weekend. You can go on our website at containmenthauntedhouse.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Containment Haunted House.
Excellent, Joey. A pleasure to have you here. I wish you nothing but success in year three in your new location. ContainmentHauntedHouse.com. Check them out, guys. Yet another great haunted house in the Atlanta area, it sounds. I know I'll be making my plans to travel here again in October, but for now, it's February. I'm in Days of the Dead in Atlanta. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. We are out. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at Days of the Dead in Atlanta, GA. We are talking to vendors. We're talking to celebrities, everybody we can get our hands on. Oh, my God, it's a furry over there. But that's okay. Saw a bunch of these guys walking around with Folklore Haunted House shirts and hoodies on. I figured, hey, they must be from Folklore. Turns out they are. Dan Riker, owner of Folklore. How you doing, man?
Doing really well.
Looks like you guys had a good year last year from what you were telling us.
Yes, we did. It was our largest year yet.
Largest you get, and a couple of years ago, you made the big move. You were one place, then you had to go to the other. How did that affect your crowds and all that?
It doubled our audience.
So the trick to owning a successful haunted house, we got R2-D2 here. The trick to owning a successful haunted house would be to move your location, is what you're saying.
No, just double your size.
Very good. So what's going on with Folklore this year? Any brand things you can tease us with? Any new themes? Anything that you can spread the word this early yet?
Not yet, but we are upgrading our Tremulous attraction this year, and our 3D attraction will double in size also.
Nice. What is the major theme of Folklore Haunted House?
We have three attractions. One's called The Manor, one's called Tremulous, and the other one's called Chromophobia.
I can sort of figure out what two of them were, but Tremulous, not necessarily kind of getting that one. What is that?
It's a journey through a mind of a madman.
Ooh, I do like that. Sounds like you got a good crowd and a really good theme on that one. So you're doing some upgrades. You're improving the clown, the 3D, and all that good stuff.
Yes, we are. We're going to add some new animatronics in this year. We hope to top 60 animatronics this year.
Wow. So we'll see you at Transworld?
Yes, we will. We'll be there.
For people wanting information on Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia, not too far outside of Atlanta, how can they get more information? Websites, social medias, all that great stuff.
You can find us under Facebook, under Folklore Haunted House, or find us online at folklorehauntedhouse.com.
Excellent. Dan, always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. I'm going to go get a picture with R2-D2 here in a second here at Days of the Dead in Atlanta. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.